for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2017 Men's Conference being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Saturday afternoon, October the 14th, 2017. Colonel Williams is the speaker of this service, teaching on Watchmen, What of the Night.
Let's bow as a preference. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray that, Father, that the Holy Spirit, Father, will empower me to minister. And Father, I pray, O Lord, in Jesus Christ's name for revelation knowledge, that your people may be activated, O God, in this end time thrust that we live in. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. We want to first give honor to God, who is the head of all our lives, and to His Son, Jesus Christ, and to the precious Holy Spirit. And we want to acknowledge the leadership of Lake Hamilton Bible, of Merrill, and Patty, and those staff members, and all the fivefold ministry gifts that we have here. I've enjoyed myself. I've made some new friends, and it's been such a tremendous blessing to me. As far as the men are concerned, I just want to tell you that thank God for you. I love you, and I thank God for your kindness. And thank you for coming to Lake Hamilton in Jesus Christ. Amen? All right. I want you to first, let's get started. Turn with me to the book of Colossians, chapter 1. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, please. Let's look at verse 16 and 18. Before we minister, we want to recognize that Jesus Christ is preeminent. Okay? All right. Let's look at 1 Colossians chapter 16, verse 18. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. The Bible says in verse 16, "For in Him that all things were created, in heaven and in earth, things seen and things unseen, whether thrones, dominions, rulers, or authorities, all things were created and exist through Him by His servants, intervention, and in Him and for Him." Look at verse 17, please. "And He Himself existed before all things, and in Him all things consist or held together." Now look at verse 18 closely. "He is also the head of His body, the church, seeing He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that He alone in everything and in every respect might occupy the chief place, stand first, and be what? Preeminent." Amen? All right, let's give Jesus Christ a hand praise for His preeminence. Amen. Now, turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 21. That's the book of Isaiah, chapter 21, and we're going to work our way toward our subject. The book of Isaiah, chapter 21, let's look at verse 6 through 12. The book of Isaiah, chapter 21, let's look at verse 6 through 12. In verse 6, the Bible says, "For thus has the Lord said to me, go set yourself as a watchman, and let him declare what he sees." Look at verse 7. "And when he sees a troop, horsemen in pairs, a troop of donkeys, a troop of camels, and he shall listen diligently, very diligently." Look at verse 8. "And the watchman cried like a lion, O Lord, I stand continually on the watchtower. In the daytime, I am set in my station every night." I'm set in my station every night. I'm set in my station every night. Verse 9. "And see, here comes a troop of men and chariots and horsemen in pairs, and he, the watchman, tells what it foretells. Babylon has fallen, and all the graven graven image of a God's like shadow on the ground in my vision. Look at verse 10. Oh, you my threshed and windowed ones, my own people, the Jews, who must be trodden down by Babylon, that which I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have joyfully announced to you, Babylon is to fall. Now look at verse 11. The mournful is far prediction of burden to be lifted up concerning Duma, Edom. Edom is the modern day for Iran. There's another name, is Elam, for modern day Iran. One called to me from Seir, Edom, watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? Once again, watchman, what of the night? How far has it spent? How long till morning? Guardian, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes, but also the night. Another time, if Edom earthly wishes to know, if you will inquire of me, inquire and return and come again. I want to use as a subject, watchman, what of the night? I'm speaking to every man that's positioned here today. Watchman, what of the night? In my life, I am a very transparent person. Because I feel that all things are hidden in Jesus Christ. Is that right? My life is hidden in Him. I'm very transparent. 2 weeks ago, the Spirit of the Lord awoke or waking. I was awakened from a dream about between 3 a.m. 3 a.m. is the morning watch. It's the night watch. It's the fourth watch. I was waking from a dream. And in the dream, my grandbaby, which is just 3 years old, who lives in Illinois, my grandbaby had walked out into the streets of Illinois about 3 a.m. at night. And in the dream, I was a police officer, which I actually was in the past. I saw him walking, and I called for a backup unit to come assist me. And another police officer came, and we saw him in front of a big, white, glowing church. 3-year-old child walking the streets of Illinois at 3 a.m. in the morning. I got up at 3 a.m. that night, the night watch, the fourth watch, the morning watch, and I began to pray and I began to intercede under the watchman anointing. 2 days ago, my wife and I got a phone call that the mother had left the house and the baby, 3-year-old baby, walked out into the street area and walked for 4 blocks. And then the police came, and they say he came up to the police car and they say, young man, where are you going? And we've always taught him to be smart. And he was able at 3 to point to the house after they had rode him around for close to maybe an hour. The Spirit of the Lord, moving upon the fourth watch, introducing a prophetic dream to pray. My son was driving a white truck in another prophetic dream. It was around 3 a.m. when I was awakened. He was driving a white truck. He had a head-on collision. And all of a sudden, I looked to the right. There was a lake of fire. He was going into the pits of hell. He was crying out, Daddy, Daddy, help me, help me, help me. I woke up that morning, and I told my wife, let's start praying, let's start interceding, let's start crying out. 7 weeks later, my son had a head-on collision with a white truck, but all he got was a scratch. God ministering in the night watch. God ministering in the fourth watch. God speaking from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. for the watchman to command the night. I have nothing to hide. I'm transparent. Several years ago, my nephew, 35 years old, football coach, bodybuilder, first-grade quarterback for Bethune-Cookman College. He was an educator with Duval County School Board. 1993, he was coaching position at North Carolina Central. 2000, University of Connecticut Huskies wide receiver coach temporarily. 2002, for short span, he was offensive assistant for Vanderbilt University. And in 2003, his mysterious death. I was awakened one night, and right standing up over my wife was a hideous being that looked like something on the movie Predator.
Luke 10 said that Jesus has given us authority and given us power over all the power of the enemy. I pointed my finger at that thing and I took authority over it. It vaporized right there. The next night, my nephew died of a massive heart attack. At that time, I didn't understand the authority of a believer. I didn't understand the authority of a watchman. I didn't even understand the 4 a.m. watch or the morning watch. I did not understand that there's a lot of demonic activity that happens at night.
Amen.
Why am I transparent about those prophetic dreams and about those prayers? Because I believe that there is a clarion call to every man that's here.
Amen.
I believe that there is a clarion call to every man to arise in the night watch and begin to pray and begin to intercede so you can rule the day. Watchmen, what are the night? Many times, many of you sitting here, you've been awakened at 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., but you go back to sleep. You go back to bed, or you go back, or you go to the restroom. Or you probably wake up angry. Who woke me up? Or you probably tell your mate, your wife, honey, I've been awakened at 3 a.m., it's hammer time. Or you probably wake up and say, I need my sleeping pills. I need to go back to sleep. Or you probably say, I have to work tomorrow. I need to go back to sleep. I believe that around the world, the Spirit of the Lord is awakening people at the fourth watch, the morning watch, the night watch, to be watchmen on the wall. But there's a strategy of the enemy, there's a plan of the enemy to bring an abortion or bring a miscarriage to that type of destiny. Many of you have had prophetic warning dreams, and you just said to yourself, well, it was Ecclesiastes 5, it was a dream of the flesh, or it was Jeremiah 23, it was a false vision, a false dream. It could have been a Matthew 1 or 2. It could have been a Holy Spirit-inspired dream that God is warning you, or God is speaking something to you for you to begin to get up and begin to pray and begin to intercede. My grandbaby was saved because the watchman stood on the watchtower. My son was saved because the watchman woke up from the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. and stood on the watchtower. My nephew, it was a lack of my understanding of the fourth watch. And I believe it this day, and I don't condemn myself, neither do I have any guilt about it, because I was in a learning phase. I believe by faith that when this hideous demonic being entered my bedroom, God took authority and began to stood most all that night and prayed and interceded and applied it the blood of Jesus. I believe by faith his life would have been spared. He would have been alive today. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 16, please. The book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 16. There are many people around the world that are saying, around the fourth watch or the night watch, they're hearing a trumpet sound. Look at verse 16 of Exodus, chapter 19. The third morning there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a very large trumpet blast, so that all the people in the camp trembled. I believe supernaturally God is awakening his people with trumpet blasts. This is a cry that's going out all over the world. I've heard people say that I heard a knocking at my door. And I myself have heard of knocking at my door to the point where I thought it might have been a burglar. At the time of the knocking, supernatural knocking, it was around the fourth watch, between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. Is there a scripture to support me? Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. Let's look at verse 20. The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 20. In verse 20, the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Here's Jesus knocking. If anyone hears and listens to and hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will eat with him, and he will do what? Eat with me. Many of you might have had some supernatural occurrences while you were asleep in the fourth watch. Could it have been demonic? It could have. Or could it be supernatural that God is awakening you for prayer and worship? I've heard people say, well, I hear doorbells ringing. I hear bells. And I'm seeing that some people are having these type of supernatural happenings around the world to awaken them at the fourth watch. What is the support scripture? Zechariah chapter 14, verse 20. Just write it down, please. I've heard people say, I hear a voice that is awakening me. Many of you know the scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. That has a little boy, he heard God calling out to him. What are we saying, men? I'm speaking to the men. And I'm being transparent in my life. God is awakening many of you to the fourth watch because he wants you to pray for this nation. He wants you to begin to intercede for America. He may be awakening you to pray for yourself. He may be awakening you to pray for your family or for your children or for your friends or for your city or for your church or for your community. There is a clarion call. There is a clarion cry that's going out. And I say to the men, after you are hearing this today, what are you going to do with that clarion call? Well, you're going to be a man that says, brother, I work 18 hours a day. I don't have time for it. Or you're going to be a man that says, I heard Jesus awakening. He's knocking. I heard a supernatural knocking. I heard supernatural bells ringing. Jesus is knocking. I need to get up and worship and begin to pray. And begin to seek my Lord's face because he's warning me about something. Or if you understand the prophetic gifts, then you can believe the Lord to sense and put impressions in your spirit or pictures in your spirit. The burden of the Lord was upon Obadiah. Or you might feel a burden of a heavy burden upon you. Or there's some peace that you may not have about the church, about the city and the community, about this nation, or even a family member. I pray that I'm touching many of you men right now with this. Because there's a clarion call. It's not something that I made up or something that from my experiences. I believe by faith that demonic activity in the night watch is intensifying and increasing.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hello, saints. And I want to say something else to the men. Discerning of spirits, 1 Corinthians 12, words of knowledge, words of wisdom, they not only operate in the daytime, but they operate at night when you're asleep. You get an understanding of the dream realm. When you get an understanding of the spiritual realm, you will understand that those gifts operate. What did God give me about my grandbaby? He gave me a word of knowledge and he gave me a word of wisdom. A word of wisdom is yet future. It had not happened yet, but it did happen. Could I have took that dream and said, it's just a baby dream? Or could I preferably come to an understanding, God, give me insight into dreams. If I don't have any, there are plenty of Bible dream dictionaries that align your dreams with the Word of God. I'm not talking about psychic or divination type dreams or Madam Mary type dreams. I'm talking about that will line it up with the Word of God. If you dream about a serpent, where in the Bible does it talk about a serpent? Revelation chapter 12. That old serpent, the devil. We're in that time, saints of God, where this nation needs prayer. Yes. This nation needs midnight, fourth hour, watchmen who are interceding and praying. Your commander-in-chief, President Donald Trump, whether you like him or whether you don't like him, that's up to you. The Bible tells us that we are to pray for all men. Is that right? Yes. And all leaders. Hello, saints of God. And I believe by faith that we are in the season as believers, we need to pray for our commander in chief from assassination.
Amen.
We need to pray for our commander in chief from the deep state, from the shadow government, from the new world order.
Amen.
We need to pray for our commander in chief that the spirit of burning, Isaiah chapter 4, and the spirit of judgment will begin to move upon his staff and will begin to move upon his cabinet and cleanse the swamp. And I believe by faith that's the time we're in. And I believe, men of God, I'm just a man. I don't believe in the hype and I don't believe in the entertainment. I believe getting into a rolled down prophetic release. We're in that time. As men, we need to stand up for our nation. This nation is in trouble. Arnold Schwarzenegger had it right. Too many girly men. Girly men. Let me say it again. Girly men. We need men to be men.
Amen.
When I was 18 years old and I walked and I got off that plane in Da Nang, Vietnam, I looked around me. These men were men. And they got a hold of me and they said, look out for a little young blood right there. Tell young blood what to do. And I listened. Because I knew they knew what time it was in the jungles of Vietnam.
That's right.
Hello, saints of God.
Yes, sir.
I'm speaking to the men. I pray that after this message is over, you will be motivated to say, I'm going to be a watchman in the fourth watch.
Oh,
3 a.m. to 6 a.m. If he wakes me up, I'm not going to take any more sleeping pills to go back to sleep. If he wakes me up, I'm going to tell my wife, I can't do hammer time, baby. I got to pray and meet with Jesus right now. If he wakes me up,
yes, sir.
Hello, saints. If he wakes me up, I got to hear in my spirit, what is he saying about America, the city, the community, the church, my family, myself? What is he warning me about that we can cause a miscarriage or abortion against the devil's activity? Turn to the book of Lamentations, chapter 2. The book of Lamentations, chapter 2. You'll find it right in the book of Jeremiah. Let's look at the book of Lamentations, chapter 2. Let's read verse 19 and 22. Verse 19. Arise from your bed. Cry out in the night. At the beginning of the watches. Saints, this is plain as day. Look at that verse right there. Arise from your bed. Cry out in the night at the beginning of your what? Your watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands toward him for the lives of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. Look at verse 20. Behold, O Lord, and consider carefully to whom you have done this. Should and shall women eat the fruit of their own body? The children whom they have tended and swallowed with their hands. Should and shall priest and prophet be slain in the place set apart for worship in the Lord? Now look at verse 21. The young and old lie on the ground in the streets. My maidens and my young men have fallen by the sword. You have slain them in the day of your anger, slaughtering them without pity. Look at verse 22. You, Lord, called together as on a appointed feast day a solemn assembly by terrors and dangers from every side. And there was not one in the day of God's wrath who escaped or survived. Those I have nursed and brought up, my enemy has what? Destroyed. Does everybody see that? This scripture tells us it's time to arise when... even in the night watch. Now, let me bless you again. Let me share something with you. Just give me one moment, please. Okay? Give me a moment. There's so much I want to give you. So much I want to bless you with. The first watch was the evening watch, which is 6 to 9 p.m. The second watch is a midnight watch, which is 9 midnight. The third watch at the crowing of the rooster is 3 a.m. watch. The fourth watch is the morning watch, which is 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Okay? I want to put it on tape so that you have it. During the night, as we said earlier, there's a lot of demonic activity. I looked up Wikipedia, and 3 a.m. at night, correction, is called the witching hour. And it is a time where there's what? Hauntings, witches, satanic rituals, sacrifices, and magic are done during the time of 3 a.m. in the morning. Now, I live in Savannah. We just moved to Savannah on the ocean, right on the coastline. And I was amazed that when you go downtown Savannah, if you pay $25, they'll take you on a ghost tour. In other words, they got these little shuttle buses. You ride around at the 12 midnight looking for the boogeyman. Who wants to pay $25 to see a ghost or to see some paranormal, demonic entity, some boogeyman for $25? Hello, saints. Oh, look, you just saw your deceased great uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, look over there. There's a woman standing there. Pull out your night vision goggles. Let's take a look. Hello, saints. 3 a.m. in the morning, the fourth watch, is called the devil's hour. There's a woman named Ishida Sharman. She said that demonic activities are high at this hour. Now, that's telling us something. Shouldn't we be praying?
Right.
3 a.m. is also called the devil's night because even within the realm of the Illuminati, there is a lot of Illuminati rituals that take place at 3 a.m. Even in the U.K., 3 a.m. is called the darkest hour. And in this article that I read, they said that there are many suicides, a lot of insomnia, a lot of nightmares, demonic attacks, and even ghost hunters can contact spirits during those hours. And there's a lot of occult activity. Now, many of you may know it and may not know it, but in Islam, the crescent moon. How many of you know in Islam? The crescent moon, Brother Caesar, agree with me, he understands, is derived from the Babylonian moon god, whose nickname is Controller of the Night. Let me say that again. I want you to get it. In Islam, the crescent moon is derived from the Babylonian moon god, whose name is what? Controller of the Night, or demonic controller of the night. There's a word in the Greek called nyx, N-Y-X. And what it means is a Greek word for the night, which refers to the goddess of the night. Okay? In Psalm chapter 91, verse 5, the Lord says, He will deliver you from the terrors by night. Amen. How many of you are familiar with that scripture?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Some of you have had night terrors. Some of you have had terrors by night. Some of you have witnessed and seen the paranormal, but you're afraid to say something because you don't want anybody to think you're silly.
Amen. Right.
Hello, saints. The Hebrew word for God, it means terror in the idea of dread and fright. Watchmen, what of the night? I say to the men from what you heard already, watchmen, what of the what?
The night.
What of the night? When we look at present day events, current events, all they are doing is crying out for watchmen intercessors. We need to pray for the watchman anointing. How many of you are with me here?
Amen.
Say it loud. Say it again.
Amen.
We need to pray for what? Well, brother, I'm an apostle. I'm a fivefold minister. I'm an apostle. I'm a prophet. I'm a pastor, teacher, evangelist. Brother, I'm a bishop and I'm an elder and I'm not a watchman. Well, let's go into the Word of God. Okay? Turn to Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17. Everybody ready?
Chapter 3.
Verse 17. Son of man, I have made you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore, give the word of my mouth and give them warning from me. Now, most prophets, most prophetesses are what? They're watchmen. But you, as a believer, Jesus Christ said that every believer is a watchman. Turn to Mark chapter 13, please. The book of Mark, St. Mark chapter 13. St. Mark chapter 13. Let's look at verses 32 and 37. Is everybody ready? Verse 32. But at that day and that hour, not a single person knows. Not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Look at verse 33. Jesus is speaking to every believer. Be on your guard, constantly alert, and watch. Watch, watch. And pray. Pray, pray. For you do not know when the time will come. Look at verse 34. It is like a man already going on a journey. When he leaves home, he puts his servants in charge, each with his own particular task. And he gives order to the doorkeeper to be constantly alert and on the watch. Look at verse 35. Therefore, watch. Look at that Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. He's constantly stressing what? Watch, watch, watch. Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to the believers. He's telling us to watch. Somebody may say, I don't have to watch. If he's waking you up at 4 a.m. on the fourth watch, the Spirit of God is activating you to go on a prayer watch. It may be city, community, church, nation, family, yourself. There may be danger lurking. Let's go back to verse 35 again. Therefore, watch. Give strict attention. Be cautious and alert. For you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening or at midnight or at cock crowing or in the morning. Look at verse 36. Here's that word again. Watch. I say, lest he come suddenly, unexpectedly, and find you asleep. Look at verse 37. Here's that word again. And what I say to you, I say to everybody, watch. Give strict attention to be cautious, to be what? Active, and to be what?
Alert.
To be what?
Alert.
How many of you are with me here?
Yes, sir.
Watchmen, word of the night. Just look at current events. Here we got North Korea, Kim Jong-un. Our commander-in-chief calls him Rocket Man. A deranged man shooting rockets all over the place. Trump said that if America or her allies are ever hit, America will destroy North Korea. I'm for strong leadership. I'm for a strong military. And I am for strong fervent prayer.
Yes.
Hello, man.
Yes,
man. Watchman, one of the night. Here we have Edom. The other term, Elam, which is the modern day for Iran. Right. In Ezekiel chapter 38 and 5, Persia, Iran, Elam. Iran has aligned militarily with Russia. Iran has ballistic missiles, and right now they are threatening what? To attack the United States. Watchmen, what of the night? Where are the men? Thank you, brother. Where are the men? Where are the men who are crying out from 3 a.m. to 6? Where are the men when the Holy Spirit comes and begin to awaken them and they refuse to awake from sleep? Watchmen, what of the night? China is militarily aligned with Russia. Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, talks about the kings of the East. Listen, China, whether we like it or not, during the Clinton administration, has confiscated most of our technology. They have stealth fighters. They have aircraft carriers. They have cruise missiles. They have somewhat stolen the majority of the technology that this nation has. China is becoming a dragon with economic and military and financial power. Watchmen, word of the night. Who's praying?
My Lord.
What about Russia in Ezekiel chapter 38? The chief prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. Russia now, the bear is out of hibernation. The bear is becoming more aggressive than ever before. She's threatening to attack America. She's threatening to invade America. And I was reading the other day, she has a missile called Satan number 2. watchman, what of the night? Who's praying? Who's praying? Who's weeping between the porch and the altar? Who's crying out to God for this nation, for their city, for their community, for themselves, for their family? Or is it that we don't care anymore because we're so caught up in doctrinal concepts and doctrinal beliefs and organizational structure? Somebody asked me the other day, said, what do you think about denominations? I said, demon nation. Demon nation. Hello, saints. Demon nation. Cuba, Venezuela, many of the Islamic nations are on the rise right now. And all of what are they doing? Saber rattling. Saber rattling. Many of you know Dimitri Dudeman. He was a Romanian pastor, couldn't even speak English. He wrote a book called Going to the Fire Without Getting Burned. Said California would burn. Not only is California burning in the natural, but they're going to burn when it comes to invasion. He said Florida would burn. The judgment would be upon even New York. He was a credible old man of God, had much wisdom. Watchmen, what of the night? What of the night, watchmen, when there's weather warfare, weather modification on the rise, when there's climate engineering? Watchmen, what of the night, when there's geoengineering, man-made hurricanes and earthquakes and floods, weather modifying technologies? There's a man that wrote a book by the name of Jerry Smith. That's his name. Jerry Smith wrote a book called Weather Warfare, How the Military Will Draft Mother Nature. I believe that some of the judgments of hurricanes are from God. But I also believe that a lot of that could be Tesla's technology.
Hey.
Hello, saints of God. How many of you are with me here?
Amen.
Turn with me to the book of Job. Turn with me to the book of Job. Watchmen, one of the night. Are you praying? Turn with me to the book of Job. Let's look at verse. Let's start at verse 12. Chapter 1. Please forgive me. All right, look at Job chapter 1. Let's look at verse 12. And the Lord said to Satan, the adversary and the accuser, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only upon the man himself put not forth your hand. So Satan went forth from what? The presence of the Lord. God granted permission for Satan to do what? Attack Job. Now watch this here. Look at verse 13. There was a day when Job's sons and his daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house on his birthday. Look at verse 14. And there came a message of Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. Verse 14. And there came a message of Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. Look at verse 15. And the Satan swooped down upon them and took away the animals. Okay. You see demonic activity, satanic activity. Verse 15. The Satan swooped down upon them and took away the animals. Indeed, they have slain the servants under the edge of the sword, and I have escaped to tell you. Now, look at weather modification, weather warfare. Look at verse 16. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the fire of God, lightning, has fallen from heaven and has burned up the sheep and servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. Wait a minute. I thought that God told Satan, all that is in his hand, you have power, I'm giving you power, don't take his life. Why would God rain down fire and lightning? Sounds like to me there was some weather manipulation. Hello, saints. Read it for yourself if you don't believe me. You think I'm fanatical, I'm going off on the deep end. Look at the scripture here. Look at verse 17. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans divided into three bands and made a raid upon the camels and have taken them away. Yes, and have slain the servants with the edge of the sword. Now I will escape to tell you. Look at verse 18. While he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, your sons and your daughters are eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house. Now look at verse 19 closely. And behold, there came a whirlwind. Now here comes a whirlwind. From the desert and smote the four corners of the house and fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone or escaped to do what? To tell you. Satan is a purveyor of world warfare, of climate engineering. He's a purveyor of that. But there's a lot of people who don't believe it. But when you study Tesla's technology, you'll come to the revelation, you'll come to the insight. It wasn't nothing new to the Indians when they would smoke peyote and they would manipulate the weather. And they would get rain. It was nothing to the Indians when they did their satanic rituals and manipulated the weather patterns. Well, how about in March 20th of 1967, Operation Popeye in Vietnam? It was a highly classified weather program where the U.S. government extended the monsoon flooding of the Ho Chi Minh trails to kill NVA soldiers by manipulating the weather patterns. Watchmen, what are the nights? Are you praying? Are you saying to God, I will come upon another watchman anointing. I will arise in the night watch and I will pray. And I will intercede, and I'll stand for my home and for my family, for my children. Watchmen, what of the night? There's an app now for human sacrifice. There's a new app. It's called a smart sacrifice. It's a smart device. When you download the app, Goat Simulator is marketed for children, and the players perform a satanic human sacrifice, a satanic ritual. That allows you to pick up people and sacrifice them to Satan. This is an app you can download. Your children can download that app to do satanic sacrifice. Watchmen, what of the night? Oh, about several months ago, I told my wife, I said, I want you to fry me some fish. She said, well, honey, we don't have any, you know, I'm from the South, you know, yellow cornmeal. She said, we don't have any yellow cornmeal. I mean, I said, I'll go to the store. And when I got to the store, I bought a bag of yellow cornmeal. The Holy Spirit said, look at the bag. It said, powdered aluminum. Powdered aluminum. I said, wait a minute. Aluminum foil? Powdered aluminum? Aluminum is a metal that they are now putting in foods and vaccines and medications and even in underarm deodorants. Many of the underarm deodorants that you are wearing, if you would just read the back, you would see powdered aluminum. Okay? And then I began to look and say it causes breast tumors, confusion, muscle weakness, bone pain, seizures, speech problems, slow growth in children, nervous system problems, brain disease disorders, respiratory impaired iron absorption, and other effects. We're eating, but we're not reading. We're eating, but we're not discerning. We're eating because we don't want to know any knowledge. Watchmen, what of the night? The banks are scheming worldwide for a cashless society. Visa said that they will give any restaurant $500,000 if they would just shift it to a cashless society. Sweden has already become a cashless society. Watchmen, what of the night? Jesus is looking for watchmen. And I want to ask in every man that's here today, will he find you watching? Or will Jesus find you asleep? Will he find you watching, or will he find you asleep? Or do you meet the match of Isaiah chapter 56, verse 20 and 12. Turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 56. Please forgive me if I'm moving too fast. Isaiah, chapter 56. Look at verses 10 and 12. Verse 10 says, Israel's watchmen are blind. Israel's watchmen are blind. They are without knowledge. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark. Dreaming, lying down, they love to slumber. Yes, the dogs are greedy. Verse 11, they never have enough. And such are the shepherds who cannot understand. They have all turned their own way. Each one to his own gain from every quarter, one and all. Isaiah 56. I'm sorry, I apologize. Verse 10 and 12. Okay. Thank you, brother. Jesus, Lord. All right. Jesus is looking for watchmen who will spend some time with him. Now, Let me give you some more scriptures. Amen. And we don't have that before to go. Turn to the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 12. The book of Luke chapter 6. Let's look at verse 12. In Luke chapter 6 verse 12, the Bible says, "Now in those days it occurred that he went up into a mountain to pray and spent the whole night in prayer to God." I want to say to every man, can you tarry just 1 hour? Jesus spent the whole night. He was a watchman. He was a watchman. Listen. Paul said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." That word, "follow me," pattern. If Jesus spent the whole night, why can't we spend the whole night in prayer?
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Look at Psalm chapter 63, verse 6. Psalm chapter 63, look at verse 6. Verse 6 says, "When I remember you upon my bed, and I meditate on you in the night watches." When I remember you upon my bed, and I do what? I meditate on you, Lord, even in the night watches. Wow. This is good. Let's look at Psalms 119. How many of you being blessed by the word of the Lord? Look at Psalms 119. Let's look at verse 148. Psalms chapter 119. Let's look at verse 148. "Mine eyes anticipate the night watches." And David said, "Listen, man, I'm waiting on the night to come. I'm waiting on these watches so I can meet with the Lord.
Glory to God.
And I am awake before the cry of the watchman. I'm awake before the shofar blast. I'm awake praying and worshiping that I may meditate what? On your word." Let me give you another one, brother. You got all the vitamins and minerals you need right here for eternal life. Is that right? In the Word of God. All right. Look at Psalms 119. Look at verses 61 and 63. Psalms 119, verses 61 and 63. That's verse 61 and 63. Verse 61. Let's see. Make sure I have it right. Okay. Verse 61, "Through the cords of the wicked have enclosed and ensnared thee. I have not forgotten your law." Look at verse 62. "At midnight, fourth watch, I will arise to give thanks to you because of your righteous ordinances. I am a companion of those who fear, revel, worship you, and those who observe and give heed to what? Your what? Precepts." Does everybody see that? When I was a young man, and I still can remember some of it now, I can remember just about far back as this is great. And I remember, I don't know all of it, but I'm going to give you what we need. The midnight ride of Paul Revere. Paul Revere was a watchman. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. On the 18th of April in 75, hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year. He said to his friends, "If a big British march by the town tonight is knocked out, I'll hang a lamp on the roof in the belfry arch, one by land and two by sea, and on the opposite shore, I will be ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm for the country folks to be armed, to be armed." Paul Revere had these lanterns. He was a watchman. He warned of the British invasion. The subject that we had not only is watchman one of the night, but Paul Revere watchman. Paul Revere watchman. Not only do we need the boldness of Jesus to be a watchman, but Paul Revere was a watchman that, listen, at midnight ride, he warned the people in the night watch. He warned the people in the night hours. Now, it didn't take me that long to cover that, did it? But I want to say back to you again. There is a clarion call to every man that's here today. You're not here by accident. There's a clarion call to every man here today. And that clarion call is fourth watch.
watchman prayer. In a few minutes, I'm going to pray that God will activate the watchman anointing upon your lives. I have no power. I have no authority. It's going to be His doings. All I can do to Him is make a request that He would do it on behalf of many of you sitting here. Amen? But before we do that, let me share this with you. There's a prophetic word about Paul Revere that I love it so much. When I found it, it says, "The cloak of deception has fallen like a fog upon this nation. Confused and blinded by the lies of the global elite, many people have become prey for the feast. This is the hour of exposure. This is the revelation of hidden things, dark secrets and understanding. For I am raising up my watchmen and my Paul Revere's in this modern day. Those who will sound the alarm that your enemies are near and they are here. They are in your cities. They are in your fields. They are in your towns, in your homes. They are hidden for an hour, hidden for a day to spring out and to move out with destruction. In their hands and mischievous in their heart, sound the alarm. Raise the banner. War is here. War has come to the nation of the sea. I was no longer look the other way. Rejoice, my bride, for all things are ready. All things are prepared. For this is the hour of my visitation. And I say again, watchmen, what of the night? You were blessed by that word. Give Jesus a hand. Just for a moment, I would like for every man to stand. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
I know that there's a clarion call,
I know that there's a clarion call
for watchmen to be raised up.
For watchmen to be raised up.
Father, I answer the call.
Father, I answer the call.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I answer the call.
I answer the call.
In Jesus Christ's name.
In Jesus Christ's name.
Father, visit me at night.
Father, visit me at night.
But not only at night during the daytime.
But not only at night during the daytime.
Or the day and the night watch.
The day and the night watch.
Visit me to awaken.
To be at Paul Revere.
But first of all, as Jesus Christ.
Command the watchtower.
Command the watch.
For my nation.
For my city.
My
community.
My
family.
My
church.
And even myself.
In the name of Jesus. Command the watch.
For
my grandbabies.
Sons and daughters.
And even children.
Awaken
me.
Let the angel of the Lord
awaken me, Father.
And I shall arise.
And I shall arise.
And I shall arise
from sleep.
And I shall answer
the shofar.
I shall answer
the
trumpet blast.
I shall answer
the
knocking at the door.
I shall answer
the ringing of the bell.
I shall answer you.
You, Father,
supernaturally, Father,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
So our watchmen,
we must arise.
Amen.
Give the Lord a praise. Amen. How much time do we have?
Got a lot of time.
Okay, you may be seated. Amen. Got a lot of time. I would like to touch some areas. Deliverance is not it's not the whole, but one third of what Jesus Christ did was cast out devils. I remember the early church, when you came to Jesus, the first thing they would do, they would minister deliverance to you, and then you had to work out your salvation after that with fear and trembling. Is that right? And I think a lot of that need to be taught.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Okay. But I want to touch some areas of the medical areas of healing in the bodies. I've been hearing some of the people that come up in prayer, and I've been hearing certain things like diabetes, and I've been hearing certain things like high blood pressure, and I just want to begin to minister and begin to pray the area of the livers in many areas of sickness. Amen?
Amen.
All right, everybody repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I forgive anybody, living or dead, who have hurt, who wounded, or disappointed me, or even violated me in any way, in the name of Jesus Christ. I forgive my ex-spouses, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, as I forgive them, I pray that your eyes will be upon me. So, all right. So let me pray. You ask for forgiveness to anybody living or dead who have hurt or wounded. You let me begin to pray. So, Father, right now, in Jesus Christ's name, I bind the principalities and powers over this region. I bind every demonic strong man that's operating in this church and every believer here. I bind every demonic strong man beneath our feet. I bind every strong man that will try to bring assistance, or try to bring aid. Now, Father, we ask you to send legions of holy angels. Lord, they're ministering spirits, they're ministering servants. We are the heirs of salvation, and we pray that these holy angels will come and minister to the heirs of salvation. Now, Father, I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name, your word tells us that Jesus working among them, after they have ministered the word, that the Spirit of Jesus Christ began to minister even among them. So, Father, I just pray from that dream that you gave me, you spoke to me in a dream in Lake Hamilton. I was facing the east, and you said to me, you bubble out of my spirit in the dream, and you said, for you are a demonstration generation, for I shall bring forth strange acts and strange works even at this hour. So, Father, we pray, Lord, and we pray supernatural manifestation will begin to happen in Lake Hamilton today after the word has been released in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. All right. Is everybody ready? We're going to minister deliverance just right there where you are. If anybody gets in any trouble, somebody will come there with you in the name of Jesus. Okay? All right. In the name of Jesus, I come against bone problems. There are many people who are struggling with bone problems. It may be eating habits. It may be a generational curse on the bone problem, or it may be a demonic entity that set up a stronghold. All right. All bone problems come out now in Jesus' name. In the base of the skull, in the vertebrae, in the spine, come on, I command you to come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against us. So, all right, all the bone problems come out now in Jesus' name. Stiff bones. Come on, stiff bones in the joints, in the ligaments, in the name of Jesus. Even in the bone marrow, come out now in the name of Jesus. I come against tumors in the body. Tumors, any type of tumors that are trying to operate in your body, I come against that right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against cancer. All hidden spirits of cancer, I command you to come out of hiding right now in Jesus' name. Connected with fear and stress and anxiety and long-term bitterness and hatred and anger and even bitter root judgments, I command all the cancer spirits to come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, all the cancer spirits in Jesus' name. Colon cancer, liver cancer, come out now. And prostrate in men. All men, give me one big call for the prostrate. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Prostrate cancer is on the rise in America. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, out of that prostrate. Come on, out of there. Out of there. I break all soul ties of cancer. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now. In Jesus' name. That's right. Bring them out of there, man. Bring it. I break all curses of family line curses of prostrate cancer. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. That's good. That's good. That's good. Okay, I come against throat cancer. All spirits of throat cancer that's hiding in the throat right now in Jesus' name. All brain cancer. Come on, all hidden spirits of brain cancer that's hiding, that come out now in Jesus Christ's name. Intestinal cancer, even in your lower bowels, come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Intestinal cancer, come out now in Jesus' name. I come against stroke. I come against stroke, where the enemy's trying to set you up for a stroke. Stroke. Come on, out of there. Everybody, come on. Give me one cough on that one. It's stroke. Stroke. Out of there. Come on. Out of there. Stroke. I break all family line curses of stroke. Come on. Paralysis. Come on, move. Out of there now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, bring those things out of there now, in Jesus' name. I come against bladder problems. fear, stress, and anxiety affecting your bladder. Come on, bring them out of here. Come on, bring them out. I bind stubborn spirit. Those spirits want to be stubborn. Don't want to come out. Come on out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. Come on out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. I come against diabetes, blood sugar, extreme rejection, fear of man, hatred of man, self-rejection, self-bitterness. All right, all the diabetic spirit that look like a squid, that looks like a squid in the spirit realm, I ask the Lord to burn all the tentacles around the diabetic spirit that look like a squid with 10 tentacles. Come out now in Jesus' name. All the diabetic spirits, give me one big call. Come on, out of there. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Move, 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 move. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, out of there. All diabetes, come on. Come on, blood sugar low. Hypoglycemia. Come on, hypoglycemia. Low blood sugar. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, bring him out of there now. Bring him out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, loose the people and let them go. You have no right to these people in the name of Jesus Christ. These are believers and they are saints of God in the name of Jesus. I come against degenerative discs. Well, you have a disc that's degenerative. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. All degenerative discs. Come on, out of my brother. Loose my brother and let him go. Come on, loose my brother. Loose him. Come on, out of there now. Out of there now. Loose my brother. Come out of there now. Unlink yourself in the name of Jesus. Come on, rank and file, line up. Rank and file, line up and come around there. Okay, let's keep hammering that. All degenerative disease. Come on, come on, come on, your bones, your vertebrae. Come on, move, move in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Bring him out of there now. Bring him out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of infirmity, fear of death, anger, guilt, depression. The doorkeeper of insulin that's blocking insulin through your body. Come on. Come on, come on, come on, loosen, loosen, loosen these people, loosen. Doorkeeper of insulin. That's right, that's a good one. Come on out of there, you have no right. Come on, out of there. Out of there. Doorkeeper of insulin. Come on. Come on in Jesus' name. Kidney destroyer. Where you're getting weak kidneys with the medication. Come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on out. Loose my brother. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Come on. Out of there. Out of there. Come on. Come on. Come on. Destroyer of kidney. Come on. Come on, kidney. All loose that kidney. Come on. Come on. Out of there now. Out of there now. In Jesus Christ's name. Come on, destroyer of kidney, itching, irritation. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right, itching, irritation. Come on, come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, let's go back. Doorkeeper of insulin. Doorkeeper of insulin. Come on out in Jesus' name. Come on, go. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against right now in Jesus' name. Ear problems. All deaf and dumb. All the ear problems. Ringing in the ears. Come on. I break you. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Ear problems. Come on. Ringing in the ears. Come on out of there. Come on. Come on. Damage from an accident. Damage from noise. Even open the door to the spirit of witchcraft and the occult. Come on out of there now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Out of the ears. Go, 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 in Jesus' name. Many of you out there, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. We want to get some freedom. Emotional breakdown. All right, I bind demons in emotion. Bound emotions, blocked emotions, come on out now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, bring them out of there. Come on, bring them out of there. Come on. Father, let the angels of the Lord come down with swords and drag them out of there. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, that's right. Hey, let the angels of the Lord drag them out of there in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. To my fellow Vietnam vets in this house, I break the booty's curse. Come on, I come against the booty's curse. Okay, come on, come on out of there. Out of there. Come on. The curse of insanity. The curse you'll never be married. Come out of there. The curse you will be a nomad. You will be a vagabond. Come out of there. Come on, come on. The curse you will be a slave. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. The curse you will die prematurely. Come on out of there. There you go. Come out of there. Come out of there now. Come on, break all booty's curse right now. That was spoken Vietnam vets in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Aneurysm in the head. Where the enemy is trying to set you up for aneurysm. Come on. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come on out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come on, come on, that's right, come out of it. Come out of it. Aneurysm, come on. Exploding blood vessels.
exploding blood vessels. Come on. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Unresolved anger. Unresolved rage. Unresolved temper tantrum. Unresolved resentment. Unresolved hostility. Unresolved bitterness. Unresolved fear. Unresolved stress. Come on. Spirit of stroke. Come on out of there. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. In the name of Jesus. Brother Randall, that brother there, like dry heaves. Like dry heaves. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of there now. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. I come against eye problems, unforgiveness, through grief, burning of the eye, cataracts, masculine degeneration. Come out of there now. Come on, come out of the eyes. Move, 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 move. Move in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, bring him out of there. Bring him out of there in Jesus' name. Come on, bring him out of there. Out of there in Jesus' name. Gallbladder stones. Gallbladder stones. Self-hatred. Self-rejection. Gallbladder stones. Come out of there now. We break them up. We crush them in the spirit in Jesus' name. Gastrointestinal problems. Fear and anxiety and stress. Gas, gas, gastrointestinal. Come out of there now. Come on, bring them out of there. Out of there. Out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, move, 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 move. Gout. I come against gout, the spirit of gout. Move, move, gout in these men. Out of there. Come on, let them out of there. Go, go in the name of Jesus. Headache, migraine, conflict, guilt, fear, self-rejection, self-bitterness, self-hatred, migraine headaches, critical spirit, double-mindedness, insecurity, migraine headaches. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Come on, let them go, saints. Let them go. I come against, oh, here's a good one. We command the spirits that are attacking the heart. Come on out. Come on out. Come on, come on. Coronary heart disease. Come on. Coronary heart disease. Come out of there. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. Come on. Rhythmic fluttering of the heart. Come out of there now. Come on. Out of there now. In Jesus. Heart murmur. Heart murmur. Heart muscle inflammation. Heart muscle inflammation. Heart palpitation. Heart. Come on, heart palpitation. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. In Jesus' name. Heart palpitation. Go in the name of Jesus. Heartburn. 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 Stress and fear and anxiety. Heartburn. I come against in the name of Jesus. Hemorrhoids. I come against the, we break that curse of hemorrhoids off of you now. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Fear, stress, hostility, and bitterness. Hemorrhoid. Stroke. Spirit of stroke. Hemorrhoids. Come on out of there. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Hepatitis spirits. All the hepatitis spirits come out now in Jesus' name. Come on. All the herpes spirits come out of there now in Jesus' name. Herpes. Hernia. Hernia. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. All right. High blood pressure. I come against high blood pressure. Come on. Hey, give me one big cough all over this place. Let's get it. Come on. Get him out of there. Get him out of there. They gotta go. They gotta go. Stay there. High cholesterol. High cholesterol. Come out. Come on out of there. High cholesterol. Come out, my brother. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. High cholesterol in Jesus' name. I come against right now homosexuality. All the homosexuality spirits. Come on. Come on. Come on. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Perversion. Homosexuality. Come out of there now in Jesus Christ's name. All right. Come on. We're doing good. Many of you get some freedom in the name of Jesus. Irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome. I come against right now irritable bowel syndrome. Come on, come on, in Jesus' name. Impotence among men. I come against spirits that will cause you to be impotent. Come out of there now. Come on, come on, come on, impotent. Can't perform in the bed. Come on, come on, come on, can't perform in your wife. Come on out of there. Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now. Come on. Insanity spirits. I feel I'm going crazy. I feel I'm losing my mind. Come on. Mind control. Come on out of there. Out of there. Mind control. Come out of there. Come on. Insanity. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Let them go. Insomnia. I can't sleep at night. I can't sleep at night. Insomnia. Come on. Come on out of there now. Out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on. Insomnia. A victim spirit. I'm a victim. A victim spirit. I'm a victim. I feel like I'm a victim. Come on. Come on. Out of there. Out of there now. Come on. Yeah, victim. Come out of there now. You have no right to that body. Come out of there. Come out of there, victim. Victimization. Come on out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right. All right. All the masturbation spirits. Come on. Incubus, succubus, witchcraft. Come on. Come on. Out of there now. In Jesus' name. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Out of there, four and four, we release the spirit of burning. We release the spirit of judgment on the enemy right now. And Father, we ask you that the angel of the Lord would bring them out of hiding. Come out of hiding now. Come out of hiding now. In Jesus' name. All right. All serpent spirits that are in the form of infirmity or sickness that are hiding, come on out of there. Come on out of there. Come on. All serpent spirits, whether in your spine, whether in your legs, come out of there. On your eyes, on your back, come out of there. Come on. Out of there. Out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Great. Yes. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thank you. Glory to God. All right. How does everybody feel? Okay. Give Jesus a praise for what He's done. How do you feel? Is that right? I want you to continue to pray that God will continue to maintain your freedom. Okay. All right. Let's pray. Father, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for signs and wonders. We thank you that you're raising up this demonstration generation. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that everywhere the enemy had a hiding place, that you were replacing with the image of Jesus, the image of Christ, the Holy Spirit, dear God, every place that the enemy had a hiding place. And we pray that many will get their freedom, God, and will be healed from these sicknesses, these diseases, even in these infirmities, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Now, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we just bind any backlash or any attempts of the enemy in Acts chapter 16 to attack them, even as the Paul was attacked, that they cast out those spirits, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just pray that you protect them. The blood of Jesus Christ will cover their vehicles and their homes and their relationships, Lord, and even their person and their going to work from any demonic attacks in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just want to thank you for who you are. We glorify you, we bless you, we magnify you, you're a good God, and we just love you with all our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, I want everybody here to give Jesus a love of praise. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.